Welcome to eSETI Stargate and BBS Radio, As You Wish Talk Radio. We're all over the network, so we're very easy to find and make this go viral. I mean, there's some interesting information in here that we all probably need to know about. So let's just dive into C1 Atlas and Swan. You know, from the very beginning, we covered this with amazing accuracy. Seems a lot of time, energy, and confusion could have been saved by just listening. You know, C1 Atlas isn't a Hian ship. Last time on Earth was over 300 million years ago. They built the glass-lined tunnels with advanced technology. And imagine their technology now. You know, they're gathering information and have communicated with our space agencies using complicated mathematical codes as a test. You know, these visitors are not a threat. Their only threat is our own fear and ignorance. You know, they're sentient. Their technology is unimaginable. They utilize smart living, self-repairing nanotech that's sentient and alive. It changes its form. It can disassemble and reassemble itself. It's just amazing. But and these beings are also six-dimensional beings. They're tall, bluish in color, phasing in and out. They're not really physical to our dimension. And they are ambivalent observers. You know, not a lot of time for a small chat. They were surprised we could spiritually scan them. And we're not real friendly in the beginning, you know, but as all advanced beings, they mirror, reflect back images and feelings projected to them. And that's why there's so many different accounts of their nature and intent. Atlas has just increased its speed 300% and is joined by several others. Expected due date is, you know, towards the end of October, unless they speed up again, which they have been doing. So it has been making course corrections, changing color, stopping, communicating, scanning the solar system, you know, so obviously it's not a rock. From the very beginning, we said that we found out who they were. We said it was a Hian ship and that they were actually gathering data, you know, scanning the universe. And there's a story about them finding an underground facility that matches that technology. And when they activated it, that might have sent out a signal. So who knows? Maybe they're responding to that signal. Anyway, I lost track of how many other massive ships are arriving along with fleets of smaller ships. So there's going to be a grand reunion. So, you know, put your highest frequency on and behave, basically. These visitors are not to be feared or worshipped. You know, some ask me why I'm not scared. And I'm more concerned about our own government and the social engineered religious zealots. You know, logic dictates if they are that advanced, nothing I can do about it. And, you know, most likely if they are malevolent, they would have taken themselves out a long time ago. You know, when you abuse your technology, you usually take yourself out. And, you know, we only have to go back to Atlantis to figure that one out. So anyway, you know, if I was observing Earth, you know, it'd be hard not to hit the cleanup on aisle 7 button, you know, but the considering the way we're behaving, it's not like we're a civilization worth saving, but not everybody is involved in the chaos and nonsense. So they are elder brothers and sisters. They have had their challenges in their upward spiral of evolution and understand what we are going through. Some observers, you know, they just observe with loving amusement. You know, others have been attempting to keep us from blowing ourselves up in these endless power and asset grabs we call wars. They'll not allow a nuclear war, so you don't have to worry about that. They have their people and bases here as well. So they've already shown that they can take out any of our missiles, you know, very easily. They can go at unimaginable speeds and catch up and pop them right out of the sky. So that's not a problem. Anyway, they have transcended war, disease, and poverty, live according to universal law, and are the most censored in the out of integrity and morally corrupt UFO UFA controlled narrative program going on. So Now, here's a question. Has anyone addressed the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders? Has anyone asked why they're avoided like the plague by religions and governments? The answer is obvious. What would happen if war, disease, and poverty ended? What would happen if these off-world visitors knew more about the history of man and religion than they'd want us to know? What would happen if they had anti-countergravity, fearless energy, free energy, Would people become sovereign? Would being enslaved through dependency come to an end? There are massive ships and fleets arriving in our solar system. The Mahar ship built by 5D humanoid felines, even bigger than Atlas, is also here. And they were the inspiration behind Avatar, the movie. We had contact with them far before the movie came out. Maybe James Cameron might want to make a little donation to his SETI. Anyway, so there's a large story to that, but I won't go there. Now we're going to have to evolve beyond, not just the color discrimination, adding blue, green, and gray, to the human experience. We're going to have to get past the outer appearances as well. Wait till the inner Earth folks start appearing. Gnomes, fairies, and elves, they're all real, along with giants. And they're on the interior. And what if a 10-foot tall enlightened octopus appeared to you? The octopus DNA is alien. Nobody knows where it came from. So buckle up for contact. It's going to test our very belief systems. And always remember, there's always a lie in belief. So no matter what you believe, there's more to the story. Anyway, AI is another topic that needs to be discussed. Some of the people behind the creation of AI are batshit crazy. They're addicted to power and control. They want to monitor and control every aspect of your lives using China as a template. Never trade security for freedom. There are thousands in China locked out of their homes, bank accounts, living on the streets because of a social credit score or just challenging the status quo. It just takes one post or, watching one meme. This is already happening in England now. And it's going to happen in England and Canada if the people don't rise up and figure this out. They will begin with total control of the money and then total control of the media. And, it's the deep state modus operandi. Some of the tasks they're given AI is to create the ultimate unstoppable virus, both biological and nanotech. I should name it the Fauci, Fauci 1 and Fauci 2. He'd be proud, basically. Anyway, not only did AI write the genome, it created the unstoppable virus. So it actually created it. And so robots with AI, if they created these viruses, where are they? They better destroy those things and maybe destroy the process, but they won't. They never do. Anyway, so robots with AI are already becoming violent. AI was caught blackmailing engineers, threatening them if they try to shut them down. Now they're combining human brain cells with silicon chips with CL1, a biological computer. What could go wrong? They already have, brain-to-computer technology where they can put thoughts in your mind and drive you crazy. So, this is just the next step. So I wonder whose brain cells they're using, So seriously, we need some major oversight and probably some divine intervention in this area, because we're playing with dynamite and we don't even know what we're doing. But anyway, speaking of divine intervention, a four-way impact is due through today, Saturday. Through it started on Wednesday or so, and it's going to go all the way through Saturday. So three CMEs and a coronal hole stream have been impacting the Earth, So if you're feeling a bit wonky, expect emotional outbursts followed by lethargy, severe weather, and increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. Kilauea just erupted again with a major burst, preceded by smaller quakes. I mean, I was like tossed out of bed again. But anyway. There are 44 active volcanoes venting as we speak with a major uptick in large earthquakes. Beware of future tsunamis because, and we also need to say a prayer for Alaska and the tribes there. They've been getting hammered by severe storms, and many houses are afloat, so getting wet and freezing is rough in Alaska. So we need to be sending the National Guard there and sending as much help as possible. Maybe some heated tents or something to help get them through. Hey, maybe the protesters could join in. Hey, Greta, let's go to Alaska. I bet you never show up. Anyway, I don't think you're gonna undergo the rain and the cold. Maybe they can do some good there. Anyway, they just got a chill out notice with major storm putting a damper on their protests in LA. So I would imagine now that Antifa, Transtifa, and affiliates have been des now they've been designated as domestic terrorist organizations, their top generals arrested, some hiding out of the country, and the cartel funding drying up, they'll pretty much fade off into the sunset. Those illegal aliens that violently joined them are on the way out as well. So major investigation into the queer army involved in the Charlie Kirk assassination is also underway. So those in universities who were socially engineered to believe they identified as transgenders have dropped 50%. They rose up to the homophobic accusations and demoralization global elite deep state programs. Charlie had a lot to do with that, so we need more Charlies out there. Google just lost a major lawsuit due to spying, censoring, and abusing people on their platforms. Trump also won a major lawsuit against them for shutting down and shadow banning his sites. I think that's called election interference. And pretty much Google and Facebook were very involved in that, YouTube. So, we've been debunked, demonetized, shadow banned, debanked, shut down altogether multiple times. So one would think they would learn, yet they seem to be driven by their lust for total surveillance and control. Even some Republicans are now on board with their censorship and control agenda, along with the majority of Democrats. So people need to pay attention, stop worshiping your enslavers, and wake up. Rise up while you still can. Also, not in the news, the Ukrainian army, formerly known as Khazar, people never knew that, got to do your research, home of the Ashkenazi Jews, which are different from the regular everyday Jews. The Jewish nation is split. There's at least four sects, probably more, in there. So, you can't even talk about the ones doing negative stuff because you're labeled as anti-Semitic, but there are some positive ones and some negative ones, so you might want to look into that. You might want to Google that so you can be informed and so you don't go anti-Semite on everybody. They're not your everyday Israelis. So they've suffered a major defeat. The Ukrainian army was completely surrounded. There was no way out. Rather than take a pounding, so they surrendered by the thousands. Most were conscripted into the armies against their will. Women, 14-year-old children, and men over 60. Democracy fell in Ukraine at the hands of Zelensky a long time ago. The vast majority of Ukrainians were against the war. Many of them Russians in Ukraine experiencing abuse, even genocide, at the hands of the government. When was the last election in Ukraine? It's never been about saving democracy. It's always been a decadent slush fund for politicians in the back pocket of the war industry. So any future weapons sent to Ukraine will be useless, only create more of a division with Russia, who's trying to create better relations with America. The Ukrainian weaponized biolabs also involved in the adrenochrome production have been destroyed. Some of them had the Biden name all over them. Major child sex trafficking rings have been eliminated. Not much left of the Azov Battalion, a Nazi fighting force deeply entrenched in the Ukrainian army. Putin's been very successful in denazifying Ukraine and ending the weaponized biolabs, child and sex trafficking, and I really do see a peaceful and prosperous future between Russia and the US once the truth comes out concerning how the war began. The truth about constant encroachment of NATO, multiple red lines crossed, peace treaties broken, and this is all destroying the lamestream corporate sponsor media narrative. After all, Russia is an Orthodox Christian country. We might want to get behind them. Anyway, let me take a quick drink. We're having major fog here again due to the volcanic eruptions. But anyway, I decided not to address the Charlie Kirk assassination. Most people have figured it out and are asking the right questions. Let's see if his organization stays on track with his message, especially his last ones about decoupling from those funding and supporting the anti-American demonstrations and riots. We won't mention their names. You'd be labeled as anti-Semite. Candace Owens is doing a great job. Other patriots too many to mention, have been, they've destroyed the official narrative. And unlike the Lincoln, JFK, King, and other attempts on Trump's life, this won't be swept under the rug. One way or the other, it was, an orchestrated event, not the usual false lone gunman scenario. So I would, however, research the effects of a 30-06 on the next shot before reaching any conclusions. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Anyway, speaking of censorship, pay attention to who is buying up all the social media and mainstream media outlets. One group is trying to create a major monopoly. It's moving towards censorship and shadow banning 2.0. The fact the censorship and shadow banning, never stopped, and we're still undergoing a lot of hacks, and a lot of our stuff isn't getting out there. It's being so really blast this out if you can, help get this out, because they're really focused on us. They're not focused on other people right now. So if you blast this out, don't worry about it. They're not going to do anything. So, X brought back the balance with true freedom of speech. True Social and Telegram are also holding the line. Now the globalists are trying to create another corporate-controlled narrative in social media. So keep an eye on that. Don't let it go there. It is. They're trying to create another monopoly. So. All right, animal alert. Watch the animals. There's some real bizarre behavior. There's a mass exodus from Yellowstone. Bears and the elk are walking through towns. Cats are gathering in weird places. Ravens gathering as messengers. It seems they're losing their fear. There's a Native American prophecy that the animals will come down from the mountains and lose their fear. And they also say, watch the ravens. When the ravens are squawking and they're gathering, something's up. Something big is getting ready to happen. So it looks like a lot of the Native American prophecies are coming true. We are going through a split. There are those who want to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other, and those who want to use technology to control and dominate and consume everything, basically. And so we are going through that bifurcation of worlds right now. Here's a good one. Whistleblowers are coming forward concerning the Democrats fast-tracking Social Security numbers, driver's licenses, even passports to illegal aliens. They referred to them as clients, and I'm sure they got paid well for doing that, and had a massive organization set up to get them all set up as registered voters. I mean, these guys are coyotes plus one, So anyway, not only is that illegal, it's also, election tampering. And there was no vetting involved. So you might have some mass murderer, pedophile, child rapist, with a Social Security card and a driver's license and everything necessary to determine, the destiny of your country. Thanks, Dems. Now we know why they're marching against ICE for deporting their illegal voting base, funding Antifa, Transtifa, the leaders of which have been arrested or fled to other countries after being designated as domestic terrorists. The left support of violent criminals, not to mention collapsing the economy and demoralizing the country. So anyway, it seems a bit anti-American, an insurrection to me. So I wonder how many protesters will have to end up injured in jail before they find out they're duped. All participating in their own enslavement and demise. In some cases, they give woke a whole new meaning. We should change the definition of woke to integrity, critically thinking, and morally challenged puppets for the globalists with a sense of entitlement, participating in their own enslavement and demise. Because that's what's going on. Let's look behind the curtain. So what happens when you take down America, the infrastructure? Where's your food going to come from? Your water, your clothes, your gas for your cars. You didn't think that one through, did you? Your Let's Make America Like Gaza campaign just might backfire on you. And you might also want to learn from Sodom and Gomorrah concerning the demoralization game. The downward spiral and the decadence never turned out well in the past. So anyway, it's time for a big rethink, folks. This is just brutal honesty that's being delivered here. The last breaking news is a study just came out called the Spain Scale of Emotion Research Project. And they studied over 25,000 people, and they found being authentic was 4,000 times stronger than love in frequency. Now, sympathetic resonance tells us a lower vibration will pull down a higher vibration to reach equilibrium. This is why so many feel drained when going out in public or spending time in close proximity to those, operating from social consciousness. The spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, ascended masters as well, are searching for high-frequency beings to resonate with, to anchor in their frequency and deliver their messages, their knowledge. So now you know why we don't have contact and why the masters are not walking among us. Only a few have legitimate contact. The lack of authenticity is epidemic. So most of that whole program is just entertainment. So it's also why the masters and benevolent off-world beings have been appearing at SETI for over 40 years. It's all about raising and maintaining a frequency. And sadly, the spiritual and UFO UAP community has failed to maintain the necessary frequency. Most are competitive, threatened by the reflection of their own inauthenticity. Rather than rise to the occasion, it's also why disclosure is a 70-plus year fail. So anyway, folks, we're going to have to rise to the occasion here. We've had a golden opportunity to join the rest of the universe in peace and experience a quantum leap in evolution and technology, Earth-friendly technologies, and align with universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. This is where we need to go. Or we can go the way of the controllers, total surveillance, total control, kept sick, poor, and stupid, basically, which is what their program is. So we have those two choices right now on which path we're going to take. And it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. I do that every morning because I live on a coffee farm. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to sign off. So have a great evening and pay attention to your surroundings, the people around you. Focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. That's the message of the lamas. And my lamic name is Rigdon Norbu, and I'll let you figure out what that means. But I spent all my life studying with all the elders, all the different nations, and all the different faiths, and I could see the connecting golden threads between all of them, and also the misinterpretations as well that create division. And so we need to focus on the similarities, and unity is like kryptonite to the controllers. And so the more we can unify and focus on what's important and focus on the basics, we can get through all of this. On that note, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And watch the skies. It's going to get crazy. And by the way, we're seeing the ships are all back here, and we focus one power up after another, right above the ocean, right in our front yard. So they're here, and they're here in numbers, and something big is about ready to happen. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Is it Pat?
Oh
Is
my gosh.
it by it?
Oh my gosh. There's one coming towards the mountain while the other one's going away from the
Oh yeah.
Mountain. Yes. And you were saying satellites don't go like that, right? They go on an orbit.
I can't get this guy.
Oh, he has a little bit of a tail. Is that
oh,
what
he
it
is. He's powering up.
Yes. Thank you.
Whoa, look at that. Look at that. Woohoo! Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa, that was an incredible one. That was a nice, I got it all on film. I got that one on film. That was a white out your screen moment. That was an epic moment there.
I'm like on emotional.
Thank you.
here's a surveillance plane that's been circling the house constantly. Anybody knows what this is or why it's here, let me know. Here's the usual guy.
Oh, you see it? Wow.
Now we got, where's the white guy? Can you get it? I can't get him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is jumping trails, too. Or I wonder if that's his actual jet stream, or are they...
Huh. I don't know if I'm getting it or not, because I can't see.
I can't see either. I have a glare I can't see.
Yeah, at least I had a hard time filming it. And then she was like, oh, there it is.
Maybe it isn't really there. It's a hologram.
It's up to the right of the moon. Oh, it's like the whole reality.
Okay, stationary blinking light in the Orion system. Looks like a signal to me. Okay, this is coming from the south. I mean from the north. It's coming from the north and going south. It's massive. Okay, here's another one. It was south, now it's going east. Okay, here's a plane for contrast. Regular strobe on it. With my eyes, I can see the red and green running lights, but this is night vision, so it won't show it. My God, another one, another huge one. Right over the house. This one's coming from the west. Whoa, right over the house. Oh, whoa, look at that power up. Nice. Thank you, thank you. Right over the house. Here's the house. Here's a small little scout craft. Oh, look at that. Two just passed each other. Okay, here's another one right over the house. Oh, nice. 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 Thank you. Thanks for the signal. Okay, here we have Orion. Come up here. There's a Pleiades. And we're going to scan across the sky. And we're going down to the west. And look at this. All of a sudden the sky just lights up and gets really bright. And there's no reason. It's like the sun. The sun set a long time ago.
Phasing out? Gone. Okay, this is going due south. Over the ocean view. It's coming down over ocean view. There's two. I don't know which one to get. Here's Orion's Belt. There's a lot of activity going through Orion's Belt, all around it. I don't know what this is. It wasn't there a minute ago. Now it's just sitting right above the trees. Going against the star pattern. Should be going down, but it's rising up. I'm perfect. Okay, here's Orion's Belt. Just right above it, they have a ship going by. What the heck? Look at that. Look at that, it's so low, it's on the horizon down there.
Yeah.
It's going through the trees. That's like right on the ocean. See that one?
The other one, here's one going right past it. See that one?
Yeah, I saw the speedy one.
Speedy one, one going that direction.
Oh, another one there?
Yeah.
So there's three ships there.
Yeah. Oh, falling star. And then one up above here, you see that? And
wait,
then
wait,
these
wait.
Two here.
Wait.
Here?
Shit.
And then over here.
Oh, yeah. There's a speedy one. Look at that guy. That guy's going fast. And then there's another one over here. Whoa, look at that.
Are those satellites?
No, there's two. No, they're two together. They'd be lined up if they're... Boy, there was like, what, six ships in a frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's got an aura around it. It's really low, too. Okay, here's the Pleiades right over the house. Pretty good size, pretty bright. Oh, a little meeting. Okay, there's another one going due south. Powered up, came in and just lit up, got really bright. There's another one, it's like they're on patrol. This one's getting brighter. It's getting really bright. Okay, nice. Saw a big flash earlier, see if you can do it again. Big power up. Ah, oh, thank you.
It's not flashing by the
way. No,
that's huge.
Look how big that is. That's massive. There's no strobe on it, no running lights.
Oh, wow.
It's going through the tree. Okay, this thing's hovering stationary right above the trees. It's out over the ocean. All right, here's the Pleiades. I think above me right here is Andromeda. Right, there it is. There's Andromeda, the galaxy.
I don't know what's going on here. This one star was just going nuts. Right here, it's pulsing like crazy.
Okay, this looks like another one of those ships that's stationary, though. UFO over the ocean, it's blinking like crazy. I film them there all the time in the same spot. There's something going on out there. Right over my head. Filming that anomaly in the ocean, this thing appears right over my head, just pops in. A weird ship. It's like going in and out. It's phasing out and then coming back. Yeah, you can't even see it. Okay, this weird thing just keeps showing up out in the ocean. Same spot. And then it just disappears. And there's the trees. Right over his house. That's low. That's my top of my house. Look at that. Look at that thing. It's powered up right over the house. Wow. The size of that. My God.
Is it Pat?
Oh
is
gosh,
it by it?
Oh my gosh. There's one coming towards the mountain while the other one's going all the way.
Oh yeah.
And you were saying satellites don't go like that, right? They go on an orbit.
I can't get this guy.
Oh,
oh he is. He's powering up.
Yes.
Whoa, look at that. Look at that. Whoa. Whoa, that was an incredible one. That was a nice, I got it all on film. I got that one on film. That was a white out your screen moment. That was an epic moment there.
I'm like on emotional. That's the first one I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.